Howdy, folks. It's been quite some time since I was here in Cuba campaigning for office. All across Missouri, I'd stop at as many small towns as I could, while meeting as many folks I could. Last time I was here was 1940, when I was campaigning for re-election in a close primary for Senate. I stood on a Coca-Cola box right over there in front of the Wallace House. There were only two local Democratic workers listening to me. Everyone else was hurrying past. I soon learned that they were going to the homecoming fair, which was a forerunner to the annual Crawford County Fair, so I picked up the Coca-Cola box and followed them to the fair. After my speech, I was headed to Cape Girardeau, but first I had to pass the hat just to get gas money to make the trip. A lot of water's gone under the bridge since then. I won that re-election in 1940, and in 1945 ran for vice president with Franklin Roosevelt. We won. But after only 82 days in FDR's fourth term, he suddenly died. I was shocked, and I said to the press, "Boys, if you ever pray, pray for me now. I don't know if you fellas ever had a load of hay fall on you, but when they told me yesterday what happened, I felt like the moon, the stars, and all the planets fell on me. Suddenly, I became the president of the United States. It might have been when I said, 'The buck stops here.'" In 1948, I ran for re-election, beating Thomas Dewey. I'm sure proud to be the only Missourian to become president, and also delighted that in 2021, Missouri celebrated its bicentennial, 200 years.